Let's go.
Speaking of gifts.
Oh, wrong one. Wait, wrong one. I wasn't looking for that one. You know what I was looking for.
It's on the next page.
I like the seasonal
intros.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Brett.
I am third. I'm Christian.
I'm Braxton.
And Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for the fart with reverb sound.
I did see a
You're going to make Brett cry before before we even get started here. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Well, I did see...
Jingle.
Hold up. Please stop.
I'm done.
When I hear that sound, I think of that one movie recently. I forgot which King Kong movie it was. But when there's that big lizard monster, and you think it's the guy's about to like sacrifice himself and make the grenade go off in front of the lizard monster in that Kong movie, but then the lizard like swings its tail and it blasts him against the canyon wall.
Godzilla versus Kong.
Maybe that was it. But
I don't know another lizard.
Did someone add in a?
Someone added that sound when he hits the rocks.
Oh gosh! Braxton showed us one where Spider-Man jumps down a hole, and like as he jumps, they make the fart sound, and then it has Scooby. Is it Scooby?
It's a Scooby laugh Scooby as laugh. He's falling. So it's like,
yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway,
okay, that's it. We're
good
done.
God.
Feel free to use it whenever, though. We won't use it again, but we give you discretion
Good Lord. What's up, guys, and welcome back to The Question at Hand. Everybody's doing absolutely phenomenal, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Tonight we have our, I guess now, annual gift swap. We started this last Christmas, and here we are again.
Last Christmas, I gave you a Willy Wonka.
We do have a limit on this. Last year was... Oh, my gosh. I don't...
You actually put it on.
Good Lord. So last year we had like a $10 limit. I think this year we bumped it up a little bit to 15 inflation.
yeah.
You know. It's anyway, true. So we bumped it up to 15. I have no idea what this is. This is not a backdrop. This is blankets on a gift for someone that Christian has brought in. I would assume me, since I'm the only one that hasn't seen it at this point.
Yeah.
It's for you.
Okay.
I think it's about 4.5 by 5.5.
It's pretty big. It's pretty big.
And in comparison, we have something that's
tiny.
Very small.
Yeah. So I have made it hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
We did that a minute ago.
Hocho.
And then earlier today, I made some Christmas tree cake dip, which is like, it's on the Little Debbie website if you're curious about it.
I'm going to have some.
Just
right
literally
now.
Search
yeah,
that.
I want to try some.
So I've got that with some. Graham crackers, some like little gingerbread men, and some Nilla wafers. Mm. And I'm excited, dude.
The recipe is just sugar in various forms of hardness.
Basically, yes. Yeah, basically. So it's awesome. Like, it's so freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what order do we want to
That's
go in?
Stuff.
Do we want to start at Braxton and just work our way around the table?
And then come back around.
Either way. Yeah.
That's fine with me.
You know what I'm saying? One present was a drink. Second yeah. present.
The only thing I'll say is
okay.
I think y'all all got gifts like for individual people. The ones that I got are like for everybody.
Would you prefer to open us
cool.
You want to go first or last?
It doesn't matter. Last year
we
I went first.
Last year,
well, then go last this time.
Okay. That's fine.
It doesn't matter. Last year we got boots, which has been very useful. Very useful this entire year.
Okay. I'm going to get everybody one, I guess, if you want me to.
Oh, pick one out.
So when you're up, you get your three gifts to give?
Well, I think Braxton's just going to pick them the whole time. Or you can just pick one for yourself, and then Christian can get up and pick one. And
okay.
Mm.
I just didn't know if it would be...
On the other side.
Wow.
Right.
Nobody put stickers on them.
That's mine. The blue one.
Blue paper. Yeah. Okay,
this is incredible.
I'm trying to determine which cracker type.
I think I prefer the Nilla wafers to the graham crackers. I haven't had a gingerbread man yet.
The gingerbread man was good,
but.
I can't find other ones on here. So you're going to get mine in succession.
Well, I have this one, and I have that, apparently.
Okay, that's the other one. That's where I was like, yeah. Where's the other one?
And then Brett's is everybody.
I will say, I did get individual. But these are all thrift finds.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Love it.
And one of them is still on the way, but I can describe it.
All right. Did you pick one?
Yeah, I got one over here. Okay. It feels...
Oh, snap.
This... Like something in a frame.
It's just a picture frame.
It's just a frame.
A yeah.
Oh, dude, that looks cool.
That is really cool.
There's also something else in here that I'm going to pick up from the floor in a second. But... Yes.
I, you know,
Roy Rogers.
Anything like this is just really cool.
Caliente.
I like stuff
that
like this.
That is a 1939 Western. And really that is cool. Just about the coolest. I'm surprised I found it for so cheap.
Yeah. That is super cool.
But that's pretty much the coolest thrift find.
Roy Rogers and Mary Hart in Old Caliente with George Gabby Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that came out of like some really old person's house.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool.
I like that a lot. Now, I'm kind of afraid to see what this other thing is.
Did he get you a Willy Warmer too?
No, Warmer. It's
how many times
far
have you used
worse
that?
Or far better than that, depending on your point of view.
Three,
zero. What is that?
Marmaduke. It's a DVD of Marmaduke.
Fantastic.
Oh my god, dude. Okay.
Fantastic.
All right. Okay. I prefer the poster, I have to say, to the Marmaduke DVD.
Do you have Marmaduke already?
No, but oh, well, I don't want perfect. Marmaduke.
I got it because it's in a Lonely Island song.
I don't want. Okay, now I like it. You won me over. No, very, very cool. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's so freaking cool. Here, is my drink in your way?
Show it again.
Oh, that's all right.
Let's see it again. Oh, the color's amazing. It's just nice. That's just an amazing poster.
Well, old posters really cool. The movies all were horrible. They all sucked.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that frame?
Movie posters?
It was in the frame and everything.
Dang. 10 times better than they are now. Yeah. Because they had to sell it because their product was crap. So their advertisements had to be amazing.
And most of them were like drawn.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, like painted or drawn. Yeah. Like that's just cool.
Now it's just like heavy Photoshop.
Yeah, and it's like you could make a good poster with Photoshop. But they just choose not to.
And it's funny because it's like, oh, you took the CGI that someone created and then photoshopped that in the poster. So there's like literally nothing real going on.
Mm-hmm. And the name is awesome in Old Caliente.
Also, yeah, the yes. names of old movies, yeah. Like, also amazing.
You know,
and then you watch it and you're like, this is just people talking for an hour. And like the action shots aren't even like the same guy.
Well, you know it's going to have all the
titles
tropes.
And the posters.
Yeah.
Really good. That was a good one. I like that poster.
You're up, buddy.
Okay, I will get this one because it's been placed in front of me. It is from Braxton.
From Braxorax.
Oh my goodness. And it's small.
It's the smallest gift here, I guarantee you.
Compare this one to it's about one 150th of the size.
Now, what does that sticker have on it?
It is the Roswell Daily Record. I don't know what's in here. Do I open it?
Yes.
So this is about the July 1947 crash that supposedly happened at Roswell that may or may not have been a number of things, including...
What in the heck is that? It's just a tiny bottle.
It's a bottle of dirt.
These ashes belong to...
No. It's not ashes. Turns out the alien, they just cremated, and they were like, no.
Oh, wow.
We're cremating you.
Roswell UFO incident soil sample.
Oh, that's
And it
cool.
has the coordinates.
And it has the coordinates. This is
now,
cool.
This was that purchased cool. on eBay, so no guarantees that that is not just from this guy's driveway.
There is no guarantee. But I will tell you, when I was filming at Skinwalker Ranch over the summer, I took a whole... eight fluid ounce bottle of sand back.
And now you're going to be tracked down and murdered.
Well, now I have a sand collection.
Oh, really?
That's perfect then.
Weird places.
So and that counts.
Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
In eBay, I searched Roswell, New Mexico. And that guy popped up and I was like, my man.
Yeah.
What a G. What a G. That's a great gift.
Also,
I love how tiny it is, though.
Great. What a great awesome business model. For this guy.
Oh, for real. He went and dug like two shovels of dirt.
And now he's got 1,000 bottles he could fill.
Probably more than that. Yeah.
You're going to have to check and see. I wonder if that is like the real supposed coordinates.
I wonder if on the listing, because you said you got this on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if on the listing it says how many are sold and how many are still available.
It does sound about right. This is amazing.
That's awesome. I like the sticker on it, too.
Yeah, the sticker is cool.
That's pretty
cool. I didn't know it would come with the sticker.
The sticker, man. Stickers. All right. I'll go next. This one is also from Braxton.
Yes.
Now, I do have a feeling that I know generally
what
is
it
here.
Is, but you don't know what it is.
But I don't know what it is, and that's my favorite part. He texted me and said, what size shirt do you wear?
Ooh. Ooh. It's a navy blue t-shirt.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dude. Hot Fuzz t-shirt.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yarp.
Great or good.
Yarp. A great big bushy beard. Yeah, look at his horse.
It's just full of clothes.
That's great. The only thing that they're missing on this is the creepy old guy, and they just should have put like gibberish because you can't understand what he says. It's the only thing missing. This is awesome.
That's great.
What a shirt.
Yarp.
Yarp. Dude, so cool.
Shout out to T Public.
So cool. Thank you. This rocks. Should go put it on right now.
This is to me from Ryan. And Ryan, as always, excellent wrapping job.
Thank you, man.
I mean,
it's too good. I don't want to tear it open. You know?
You just want to be super careful.
I hope you don't mind my wrapping.
Yeah, no, don't pay attention to his wrapping.
To the blankets.
Yeah, well, hold on. Should we compare?
Look at these. Look at these lines.
They're
yes. I like I so finished them and I was like, these are the greatest presents I've ever wrapped.
Yeah.
You saved the best for us.
I got you this box.
Try to, man. We try to. Because I'd wrapped my sister and brother-in-law's presents today and I was so aggravated by the time I got done with them.
That didn't work like these. They weren't as easy.
Now I will say, what is it contained in this box? I have a story for.
Do you want to tell the story first?
No. Okay. You need to
that
see what it is.
That is a human head.
These ashes belong to...
Oh, thank you.
You got me a Target bag?
And underneath the Target bag...
An embarrassing picture of...
It's Bob from the Christmas party.
Oh my gosh. If this is what I think it is.
Wait, why is it wrapped again?
This is what I think it is.
Because otherwise you just open the box and know what it is.
But that's what the point is.
This has a story. So this has a story.
Look, it's the Dan Cooper.
So
is this
when,
like the comic book?
When was D.B. Cooper? When did that happen?
1971?
When in 1971?
Was it
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So this is the issue right before the D.B. Cooper skyjacking. I found one where it came from France.
What's the name of it? The Sky of Norway?
Yeah. So it came from France, and I found one that was really cool, right? Mm-hmm. That had some guys like skydiving, parachuting, and it was like $12. And it was $60 to ship it. And I was like, well, I can't do that. So I found the next best thing. And this is the issue that was printed closest to when the D.B. Cooper skyjacking took place. Yeah. So if you look like on the next page, I think, at the bottom, it says like October 1971.
Barely any cuss words written in it.
What?
Yep. Now here's something that is interesting because this cool, is all in French because it's a French comic. But look, it says the USSR right there.
That's kind of crazy.
That's kind of cool.
So that means that this was published in the Soviet Union also, probably.
That's cool, dude. That's awesome, the Dan Cooper comics. Oh, on the back, I thought he was flipping you off for a second.
You glance at it real quick.
Whoever reads
looks like that.
Dude, this is awesome. Don't you read French?
Thank you.
Don't you read French?
Barely.
I was about to say, I wanted to know what he's saying in his speech bubble on the back.
I can try.
So I've been planning gifts for the most part, other than Braxton, because what I was planning to get him, I ended up not being able to get. What I got him is way cooler than what I was planning to get him, though. So I've been planning this basically since we finished ours last year. So I've like had Christian's picked out since like June or July. And then I've had Brett's since like September whenever we did the D.B. Cooper thing. So
that's awesome.
The color's still so good in
it. Dude, I know. It looks like almost mint. It's so cool.
It's over 50 years old. That's crazy.
I know.
It's in cool really good condition.
And the funny thing is,
what's he saying here, Christian?
When things ship from other countries, because I had two of the three that shipped from other countries, it tells you when it should be, and the range is like an entire month, and there's no tracking information for you to find.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't connect like
that. It's like it passes through customs, and they're like, ha-ha, good luck.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. It's pretty cool. I was like, this is like a gold mine.
Yeah.
It's crazy how many there are.
Was that at eBay? Nice.
I got all mine on eBay.
eBay is amazing.
I think I got 2 out of 3 of mine on eBay.
eBay's a gold mine, dude.
He says something about adventures.
He's saying join me in some adventure.
We should just change it to eBay Christmas gifts. Of course.
Christian, I found mine in thrift shopping.
That's the equivalent, though. That's the same thing, I think.
Yeah. It might actually be better.
Because then you can actually see it and hold it.
eBay IRL.
And you just like chance.
Yo, they made eBay do a real thing. Don't you love those memes?
Yeah. Is it my turn to?
Yeah, you can pick gifts for everybody. And then Braxton will start.
Okay.
Well, Ryan knows which one he's getting.
Brett.
That's Brett's. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I only really have one other.
It's something not at NF. Because that's also Brett's.
Were we doing the same thing again, or does it matter if you get Brett's?
Well, no. These are both Brett's presents.
Oh, okay.
That still doesn't make sense, though.
What do you mean?
I don't know how there's an extra one.
Because Brett got us all the same thing. Okay. So
So we're going to open that, and he's going to open his last gift.
Well, that's mine, the one that I got everybody. Yeah, and so is together. That. Both of those.
That one is mine.
Really, you just have that one left for Braxton.
And now we're good. And Ryan will and then I have, lift the blankets.
Yeah, I'll lift the blankets. I have no earthly idea what that is.
You told me, I don't know that it's going to fit in your house. And I was like, I sure hope it fits in my house. Like, what? What did you get for $15 that won't fit in my house?
We got you a life-size elephant. They were giving it away from the Brookshire's Museum.
They were giving it away for free.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm just going to warn you that...
What? Nothing. Uh-oh. It's going to pop out at me?
No, it's not going to pop out at me.
Okay, can you explain to me, though, seriously... Why is it wrapped again?
Huh?
He just wanted to show off.
Because then you get twice the satisfaction of opening a present.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm like, I want to know what I got. You know what I mean?
It's just tissue paper. It rips super easy.
Dude, this sounds so good.
I know, dude. It's freaking another box. Delicious. It is a box.
What is this? What the hell is this? What is this? What is this? What is this?
It's a box. Inside another box. Inside another box.
What is this? You want to say what
put
it
that
is?
Box inside another box. And
it says Scooby-Doo flat version.
I'll mail it to myself and I'll smash it with a hammer.
Smash it with a hammer. Be careful. It's very sharp.
Sorry, I didn't hand it back to you right. This is kind of what I thought it was. It's a trailer, isn't it?
It's a 35mm film trailer of the Scooby-Doo movie.
Yes.
And it came from China, so I hope it's in English.
Oh, wow. It came from China?
But, so I was looking to find a full movie, and that was not going to happen. Hard. Well, they're just all very expensive. Yes. So if you would like to purchase the 35mm reels for the Scooby-Doo movie, you can for $800. They're on eBay.
Scooby-Doo rated to be determined. Running time 2 minutes, 13 seconds. This green band trailer advertises a motion picture that has not yet been rated. I don't know what flat means. Did you look that up?
I think it means that the audio and video are together.
Okay.
I'm not 100%
yeah,
sure.
It says multi-track audio also on here.
I'm not 100% sure. I kind of think that's what it is.
It also says
we could look it up.
Multi-track audio version number 2, and version number 2 might be like in Mandarin. Mm.
You know what I mean? Version number 1 might be English. Very, very cool.
That's awesome, man.
I also like... A sticker on it
also for some reason.
Kind of cool.
But no, when I saw the box and I saw this, I was like,
I think this is about the size that like trailers are. No, that's legit, dude.
That's very cool.
Now, do you have a device that can play that?
No.
But you're gonna get one.
I don't know.
I figured you'd get one at some point.
Well, and even if not, you could still display it to where you could put it in a box and, like, pull out some of it and have, like, a frame with a light behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so this is from Ryan.
You're going to have to unwrap it twice. By
yeah,
the way.
You are.
Bing chilling.
Bing chilling.
Oh, it's a book. What's it about? Ooh.
So,
do you remember this?
Yeah.
We talked about this.
We came across this at...
We came across another book in Canton.
Yeah.
That was about Jean Lafitte. And we looked up the other ones, and this one was there.
It was listed in the book that,
1956.
Wow. That's crazy. That's
pretty cool.
Very good condition.
Also, awesome art. Again, they went so hard.
I know.
The art.
Yeah, this is a cool series of children's books where they just made up characters and inserted you into random historical events.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
As the title implies.
Almost like Magic Treehouse, but yeah. In reality.
They were literally here on the Ross Ice Shelf.
These kids. Also, the map is legit.
It is really cool. Yeah. It's super cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
This is awesome.
I'm glad you like it. All right. I guess now's the big one.
Let me
need to preface this. Yeah. You just bit me on my hand.
All these are thrift finds. When I saw this, I thought I had to get it. So
when you see it,
you're just like, okay, I understand why he got this.
Okay.
When you walk in this house,
I don't know about that.
What's the first thing you notice?
Bare walls.
I mean, yeah. So
I was thinking you were going to say carpet.
No.
Okay.
Last year I got you a Willy Warmer.
Yes, you did.
This year.
Did you get me a giant poster of a Willy Warmer?
No. No. But my gifts are to make you feel cozy. You should feel cozy in your home.
Oh my God.
So
good luck. Around.
Good luck.
Yes.
This is a great find. It was actually reduced to half off. Because the next day when I tried to buy it, it was gone because I said no one would buy it.
You want me to help you or are you okay? I
think I got it. It's a giant poster of a ping pong
paddle.
That's awesome.
I'll help you figure out where to put that. I'm thinking
there's plenty of places.
Maybe
I could
that wall. Maybe the bedroom.
That's so freaking funny.
This is probably, you know where I picture this being? In like an apart, like a college apartment complex, in like the crappy game room that they give you.
Yeah,
I can
guarantee that's where it was.
No way.
If you do enough research on the back, it's actually a shower curtain that was printed upon and rigged out to be nice artwork. So when I found this, under my $15 limit, I thought, how the heck do I disassemble this, fit it into a car, get it back, reassemble it yesterday, restaple it, and get it here without it breaking?
That's awesome.
Yep.
It has a big flag.
Yeah, it's like a...
Because it's got rivets on that side.
Yeah.
But that would not be the top. It's hard to understand.
Well, see, now what I don't
know
what
it is.
Get a flagpole.
That is so freaking...
It's freeform art.
Oh, my Lord.
That's called art, people, okay?
But it's even funnier that it's slightly, like, blurry. And so it's obviously supposed to be seen, like... From far away in a gym. This is like straight out of a YMCA or something.
There's been a running theme so far with all of these gifts. All
right, Brett's
they're like all art.
In how do you
some
like it?
Form or fashion.
All right. Hey, I'm going to go ahead. Since Braxton grabbed your other one, I'm going to go ahead and give you that one too. All
right.
Pretty good, huh?
That's hilarious.
Oh, let me.
I have no earthly idea where I'm going to put that in my house, though.
There's plenty of room.
There's plenty of room.
Where do you want to put it in your
house? This is half of your gift. Half is still on its way, but I can describe it.
Okay.
You will like the half that I describe. But this was another thrift store find, and I thought it's just pretty cool.
"10 Days in September, the untold story of the 1941 Louisiana maneuvers." All right.
This is a...
Now, that was when Patton, or no, not Patton maybe, but the Army did tests, like practice runs in Louisiana and East Texas.
I wasn't sure if you were familiar with the story, but I came across this in a thrift store, and I was like, that seems like a pretty cool documentary, because I've actually never heard of that. And apparently after World War I, there was a commitment from the U.S. Army to be more prepared to prevent another world war. So just right across the border, they basically got trespassing rights in western Louisiana. And the entire like top leadership of the army was training in large scale maneuvers that prepared them for World War II.
Yeah, it's basically war games, but yeah, and since this all happened in September of 1941, that would have been a few months before Pearl Harbor. So we were not at war yet.
Right.
Now, but World War II was already going on. So I mean, there's a lot of justification for
now. I don't think this happened, but wouldn't it have been funny if they got like too excited and like blew up a farmer's barn or something with a tank?
Yeah. Wonder what this button does.
Wonder what this button does.
You're gonna make him cry. You're gonna make him cry. It was supposed to be half
fire.
The half that I'm still waiting on is the cooler half, in my opinion. But a cool thing to find. What I'm waiting on in World War II, there is this famous photo taken of all the American generals, where they're sitting down in their
dress.
Yeah, they're sitting down in their dress, and it's signed by Eisenhower and Patton. I got you an exact replica of the photo of all the World War II generals, and at the bottom it's the replica signature of Eisenhower and Patton.
Oh, dude, that's sweet.
So I got two World War II-ish things, I'm still waiting on it.
Thank you,
but Chris. It should be here soon.
Yeah, this is awesome. Wait. This will definitely be something that I'm going to have to watch during one of my daughter's naps.
Yes.
I have a feeling I know what that was from when I picked it up, but now I'm not quite so sure.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we're up to our group gift.
Okay.
Do you want me to open it, or does it matter?
It don't matter.
I'll open this big, heavy one, and you open the little one.
Got the little one.
So I'm always trying to find stuff that would be good content for stuff, future podcasts.
Oh, God.
We talked about these on one of the podcasts, but I don't think any of us ever tried.
I took a picture of this.
That was the one that Matt.
Yeah.
In Dollar General earlier because it looked disgusting.
Oh, dude, God.
Look at this.
What on God's earth is this? Is it actually just game fuel? Or is it like... Okay, yeah, 16-ounce cans. So it's game fuel.
Sick. It's Mountain Dew game
fuel. And its Best Buy date was January of...
2022. Oh, 22.
It's a year old. Wait, so what? So is this just specialty
when
branded
did you get
Call
this?
Of Duty game fuel, or is it a certain flavor?
When did you buy this?
It's four different flavors.
Okay.
Has this been under your bed with the Baja Blast for a year?
It's it's old. But I thought it was so good.
No.
Especially since we were doing all the...
They probably
the
put Mount out a Dew. New box when the new Call of Duty came out.
Uh-huh. But this box is special.
Oh my gosh.
It's also
so
heavy
funny.
As hell. This is like one of the heaviest boxes.
Yeah.
Like, how is it this heavy? Like, is game fuel like just heavier? Is it a denser liquid? Is it like...
It's because there's 16-ounce cans in there.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Isn't 1 pound 16 ounces?
No, that's fluid ounces.
Okay.
Fluid ounces are not weight ounces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought gamers were already fueling on Code Red.
I thought they were already fueling on, I don't know. What are the other ones called? Bang?
They did this to like compete with G Fuel and
G Fuel.
Stuff like that.
It's also kind of misleading.
And
G Fuel, Game Fuel,
and Monster, and you know all that. Kind
Sobe.
Of stuff. It's not Sobe.
Vault. Remember Vault?
I promise it was not Sobe. And then we got some Reese's Big Cups
potato chips.
Oh my God! Yeah, these are good. Did we try these before?
No.
Or did we just joke about
Matt
them?
Matt talked about them on our Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah.
These
you have a part that I forgot.
I do.
Yeah, I found strawberry cream savers.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, they came back out with them, right?
Now, I do have a third part of the group gift, but it is still in the mail. And all.
Is it another thing for us to try?
No.
Okay.
No, it actually goes very well with the theme of artwork.
Okay.
That's so been well established.
It's another thing, but it's tennis rackets. It's this exact same thing, but it's tennis rackets.
Beautiful.
But we can reveal that one on a what future if it was? Episode.
Good God, that's so funny.
Gamer. Yeah, I did open them those Gamer's up whenever fuel. Whenever they came. I like the artwork, and apparently,
I want to see what's inside
the lids on these. Even though they're cans, they have like a special resealable can lid thing.
Oh snap!
They look cool. But yeah, there's four different flavors, and there's three cans of each flavor.
The flavor.
They are pretty.
Oh, dude. Those are cool.
Resealable lid. That's so interesting.
Charged cherry burst. Oh, dude, that sounds delicious.
I'm curious how some of these are going to stack up against similar normal Mountain Dew flavors.
Where do you see what flavor it is?
It's on the bottom.
This is charged original Dew.
Oh, frick, dude. What is that one? It's at underneath where it says Game Fuel.
This one is charged berry blast.
What does yours say, Christian? It's also down here.
Charged tropical strike.
Oh.
Send in a tropical strike.
These sound good.
Here's a tropical strike for you.
God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Ladies and gentlemen.
That was
good. But it was funny.
Oh, my God. This is going to... No one's going to listen to any of this because it's just farting sounds the whole time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
All right, Brett. You got one more.
Oh, man.
That's so funny. I can't believe you bought that a year ago.
Worth the wait.
This is from me.
Oh, dude, this is freaking sick.
I knew what
it's a Hot Wheels F-14 from Top Gun.
Yes.
That is freaking awesome.
You know what I thought about too? What you could do with it is if you tied a string to it, it's a Christmas ornament.
Dude, I may have to do that.
It may be too heavy, though, because Hot Wheels are, like, heavy.
You could also
heck.
Pull it around like Marcel the Shell.
You could also try and make it fly. Maybe. I'm so mad that you've seen that.
It looks
and
like,
I haven't.
So the F-14 has the variable sweep wings.
Don't get too excited.
So I'm wondering if the Hot Wheel version has it where the wings can go.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it
in
does.
And out. It looks like it does.
I think I had one of these at one point.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to take it off.
Come on. Okay, it's up to you. It's up to you.
It does. Look,
if you had to keep it inside the package.
It did come with a little stand.
Yeah, I saw that. The stand is pretty cool.
What's the speed?
It's the speed.
Of the toy or the actual plane?
The plane.
I mean, the speed of the toy is as fast as you can throw it.
I don't know what the top speed of an F-14 actually
Very
is.
Very fast.
But I know it's like probably... Mach 2.
Yes. That's so cathartic to me, hearing that sound.
I'm going to have to remove that before the next podcast.
No! Yep.
Yep. I'm going to listen this back to awesome. This edit, and it's just going to be fart sounds over and over.
What if, don't do this, but what if you just took them all out, and then it sounded like we were just laughing at nothing?
No.
Just laughing maniacally at silence. Silent but deadly. So, yeah, Merry Christmas to all. To all a good night.
I can't believe you got me a ping pong.
A ping pong poster.
That's so funny.
It's beautiful. It's called art.
God. It's just so large, it's awkward.
But that's the beauty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
I hope you do like ping pong.
I do like ping pong.
I assume you do.
Turns out I hate ping pong.
Sure, kick your butt in a game of ping pong. Here's a trivia quiz you bring on. Feel flu in a JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part
he
I sing on.
Yours is from a Lonely Island song. He leans over and he says, that one's from White and Nerdy.
this is my most prized possession now.
Gosh. I will say I'm so deep into like the physical media BS that I'm like, it is kind of cool that it has a red DVD case.
Yeah.
That's how far deep in the freaking rabbit hole I am.
Yeah. And now you have the 35mm film trailer for Scooby-Doo.
Now that's a whole other thing. This, Marmaduke wants to be Scooby-Doo. You know what I mean?
How do you feel about leaving here with multiple gifts that are dog movies in different forms?
What does that say about you?
What
if this had a dog in it?
It probably does.
What if this guy's just a dog?
He just walks around and goes, roof, roof. And that's how he communicates the entire movie. And they put subtitles over it so we know what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like Chewbacca, or no subtitles, but Roy Rogers is like, oh, come on, Chewie. I already told you we can't go that way.
Yeah.
I almost went into Jimmy Stewart there for a minute.
You know who Jimmy Stewart is, right?
Why? Mary. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you see the moon right there.
You see
there.
The moon right there, Mary. Why don't I rope the moon and bring it down to you?
Put a lasso around it and pull it down.
Oh, my gosh.
Barry, you ever seen the live-action Scooby-Doo movie from 2002? Well, I got the trailer for it, you see, and I'll lasso around it and I'll order it off eBay from China. Bing Chiling.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Oh, my God.
You see, kids, Jimmy Stewart was an actor who he talked funny, and that's the only thing that matters about him.
I really do want you to get a 35mm projector.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday.
So we can watch that, because I just want to see if it's actually in English.
We could probably...
That would be so funny.
What did it say, out of curiosity?
I don't know. It came from China.
You just that it came from China?
Yeah, that's where it shipped from.
Okay.
But I didn't say anything about English or.
I'm going to do some searching and see if I can maybe find like a digital copy of what's on it so we can watch it and see if it is in.
It's probably on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I just want to know if it's in Mandarin or.
Because that would be kind of interesting to see. What does Scooby-Doo sound like in Mandarin?
Probably exactly the same.
Maybe.
They didn't even change it. They're just like, you just need to know that he's a stupid dog and it doesn't really matter what he says.
That's what the people stupid.
I don't think so either, but that's probably what the Chinese people would say.
Maybe. Oh yeah, silly dog, stupid dog.
Did it even come out in China? I mean, they eat dogs.
I don't know. Okay. Scooby-Doo would have come out in China, yes, I think.
I don't know, man.
Scooby-Doo is equal to all. Everyone can enjoy Scooby-Doo, I think. Especially one with where the villain turns out to be Scrappy.
Yeah.
And he's inside Rowan Atkinson.
He grows and like has huge muscles.
Yeah. Now that part maybe isn't for everyone, I have to say. You know what I mean? That's kind of weird no matter where you're from.
Yeah.
The giant buff, big head Scrappy Doo.
Yeah.
It always comes back to...
Scrappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
When I found that, I was like, I have to get this for Braxton.
It's a good gift.
was like, this is going to be hilarious. I told you it was going to blow your mind. You would have no idea what it was.
Some of these, it's like, why would kids have been there? Why would you write a story about kids being there?
Yeah, by all like rules of like sanity and legality, a child would not be allowed.
I'm halfway expecting to see like we were there at the Trail of Tears to be like an actual book in this.
But this is all stuff published in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably like a we were there at the KKK meeting or something.
Probably.
I mean, we were there at the Normandy invasion.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Get to bed. It's past your bedtime.
We were there at the Battle of the Alamo.
Oh, that one's pretty
bad.
That
one actually is pretty cool, though.
And then, and the kids died there.
I wouldn't.
Because everyone died.
Yeah. We were there with Charles Darwin on the HMS Beagle. Do you know the story about that? When Darwin went
to the Galapagos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know why he ended up there?
They ran out of gas. They ran out of beer.
Because England was trying to... they had exported... Or
was it to do with France?
England tried to import slaves that they had taken from the Ecuadorian mainland. But when that ship arrived to England, they were like, oh, there's a rule that said we can't import slaves anymore. Mm-hmm. You've got to take them back. And so the ship went on this return journey to drop these people that had been abducted back on the Ecuadorian mainland. And Darwin was just like a college student at the time, and someone was like, yeah, you can tag along. But that entire journey was like a slave importation, exportation.
And he was just also there on the ship.
Yeah, and he was just also there.
He was there.
We were there on the Titanic. That's got to be one, right?
Yeah.
We were there at the first airplane flight. We were there with Cortez and Montezuma.
Oh,
no. Is that really one?
Yeah.
You're joking, right?
No.
That's probably the worst one. I feel like that's the worst one.
Yeah. Cortez and Montezuma. We were there when Grant met Lee at Appomattox.
Well, it wasn't a battle.
That would be a good one. That's one of those.
We were there with Cortez and Montezuma.
We were there with Richard the Lionhearted in the Crusades.
No.
Lee surrendering to Grant is one of those points in history that I really wish I could be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, for real.
In that building. That
we were a fly on the wall.
We were there when William Wallace was hang, drawn, and quartered.
Are you serious?
No, that's not one.
It's not. It should be.
It would fit in.
It should be.
Among the other ones.
We were there on the Oregon Trail.
Oh.
For a few days.
Is that really one? See, I never know if you're joking or not.
What if on like page 14 it's just like, and today we died of dysentery?
That's what and all the other pages are blank.
And it just ends.
That's the reality. Yeah, we died of dysentery. The end.
We were there at Gettysburg.
Pretty bad.
We were there in the Klondike Gold Rush.
Not that exciting.
We were there with Ethan Allen in the Green Mountain Boys.
Wait a
specific.
Yeah.
Oklahoma Land Run. Chisholm Trail.
Remember that time we all stole the land from the Indians that we told them they would actually get to have?
Yeah.
LOL.
We were there with Lewis and Clark.
Battle of the Bulge. That is
looking
one.
For dinosaurs, you idiot.
That is one. We were there at the opening of the atomic era. They were at Hiroshima.
Oh, I thought they were at the bomb site and they got blew up by Oppenheimer.
It could be.
Dude, I'm ready for that movie to come out.
Have you seen the new trailer? It looks really good.
I haven't seen the trailer yet. Bro, I'm just,
it's in front of Avatar and IMAX.
We were there with Caesar's Legions.
With what?
With Caesar's Legions.
That could be anywhere.
Caesar's Legions.
Caesar's Legion sounds like a restaurant.
It does. It sounds like a really nice restaurant.
Upscale
casino like, slash hotel.
Where are we going to go somewhere nice?
This book is a gold mine for comedy, I have to say.
Lexington and Concord?
Boring.
At the opening of the Erie Canal. Like, that's one where you're like,
okay.
I wish we were one of the battles.
That one's too realistic. Like, yeah, there are probably people there.
I'll have to read these and see if the people that are like going into battle are like, why are you little kids here?
Yeah, are these kids?
You can read it and tell us about it on the Question Hand Book Club.
Are they the same? Is it like Magic Tree? I'm asking too many questions now. I really don't care.
I think it's pretty similar to that.
It's maybe the same kids.
Yeah.
We were at the beginning. Same
kids?
Yeah. Like Magic Tree. They time travel or something. That's probably not what it is.
It's not the same kids.
Okay. We were there at the beginning of the atomic era. How terrifying is that?
All these books are written by different people.
Yeah.
What?
All these books are written by different people.
Oh, really?
Well, from the ones I looked at.
Mm-hmm. It's just a series, but it's different.
Yeah.
Authors.
Here's how it opens. Chapter 1. Southward Ho. 13-year-old Jane Redmond banged open the door of the workroom shared by her father and her 14-year-old brother. It was in the bright basement of their home near Los Angeles, California. Young Victor was alone there, working. He looked up from a clutter of radio parts and Jane said excitedly, "Vic, we're going to have a real live whale hunter for dinner."
They're going to eat a whale hunter? Good Lord!
That's
bad grammar starting it off?
Bad grammar. Victor, tall, blonde, and tanned, replied teasingly, "Dad told me we were going to have a surprise, but I didn't think we were turning cannibal." Jane laughed.
Dang it. Now my joke's not as funny.
Throwing back her long brown braids, her blue eyes flashed. "We're not going to eat him. He's a guest. I'll have to run up and help Mother with the table."
See, it almost makes you wonder if the author wrote that at first with the bad grammar and didn't catch it, and then somebody came in and did catch it, and then they were like, "It's getting darker in here.
What are you doing?"
It's story time.
I'm still trying to think of a funny. I was there.
I was there when the.
I was there when Oppenheimer dropped the. Look, here's why I love it. I love the fart itself. It's very cathartic to me personally.
You like it because you make Brett cry.
But I really like it because I get this reaction.
I was there at the shot heard around the world.
Around the world in 80. Wait.
Oppenheimer style.
Oppenheimer style. Look, we got him. That's good. When you have a really bad, stinky, nasty fart that's nuclear, you describe it as, "Oh, I just dropped an Oppenheimer." Wait. "I am become death, destroyer of..." Okay, that wasn't as funny as I thought it would be.
It's not funny.
I'm sorry. Watch him not say that in the movie, because Christopher Nolan is dumb. He'll say that in the movie, but it'll be mixed like this. "I'm going down." I guarantee you. I'm calling it right now. It will be mixed like that. I'm like, "Wait, what did he say?"
And they break the fourth wall, and it's like, "What did he say?"
And then Oppenheimer starts looking backwards, and he's like, "It's like, oh wait, we're just watching Tenet again." Yeah. Yep.
It's all Christopher Nolan movies.
Gosh,
I'm an old physicist. I'm not afraid of death. I'm afraid of.
My God. I was there with Batman. With Scarecrow.
We got to get out of here.
Oh my God. Thank you guys for listening and watching. I hope you enjoyed this. Merry Christmas. We hope you have a wonderful holiday filled with many a fart reverb sound.
Yep, absolutely.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify. We're at Question Hand on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Subscribe on YouTube. Like this video. Leave us a comment if you have any ideas for future episodes. We'll see you next week with our top 10 movies of 2022.
Oof. Merry Christmas.